From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Secretary of State John Kerry just finished speaking in the most forceful words yet from the Obama administration about the apparent use of chemical weapons in Syria.
What we saw in Syria last week should shock the conscience of the world. It defies any code of morality.
The Secretary of State also called the use in Syria of chemical weapons undeniable. He said the evidence is real and compelling. Joining us now for more on this is Jim Walsh, an expert in international security at MIT's Security Studies Program. Jim, first of all, the evidence real and compelling. Does that mean that he's not waiting to hear from UN weapon inspectors about what happened here?
Well, it certainly sounds like they've made up their mind, that they feel confident in the conclusion that they've drawn that, first of all, chemical weapons were used, and second, that it was the Syrian government and not the rebels or someone else who did it. So I think there was no room for second guessing in his speech. You know, I know John Kerry. I've met with him several times. We all watched him as a presidential candidate. I can't really recall a statement like that. I watched it on television. Quite like that. It was, you know, almost angry, certainly forceful. And he said not only was the government certain that Syrian government had used chemical weapons, he said it was at the top of the U.S. foreign policy agenda. In other words, that's a U.S. national interest. And so that seems to signal to me that we should expect something to happen over the next few days.
And do you have any more sense after hearing the Secretary of State speak about what that something might be that we would expect?
Well, you know, it's hard to know. We know what it won't be. It won't be boots on the ground. We know that the U.S. Has moved naval vessels closer to Syria, and that would seem to suggest some sort of Tomahawk missile attacks or cruise missiles of some kind. The question is at what targets and for what duration. You know, I don't want to get ahead of this, but it was hard to listen to that very emotional statement on his part and not conclude that the U.S. has decided both what has happened and what it plans to do.
Well, why would he go publicly on the air now before the inspectors have been able to gather all the evidence and figure out what happened here exactly?
Well, I think what he's doing is actually preempting that argument. He's saying we don't need the inspector's reports because we have enough evidence on our own from various sources that are sufficient for us to draw the conclusion that this happened. Then he referenced the fact that they've collected information from allies and others, and they plan to make that available. He left that hanging in the air. But it may be that they want to avoid a situation where, you know, the inspectors, they start to go in and then they have to leave, and they start to go in and then they negotiate and days and weeks pass, or they go in and they, based on some limited mandate, you know, aren't able to reach a firm conclusion. They think they know what the deal is, and they feel like they don't have to wait.
Secretary of State Kerry called this a moral obscenity. He said, make no mistake, the president will make an informed decision about how to respond to the indiscriminate use of chemical weapons. NPR's Tom Bowman was telling us that his sources are saying that they expect cruise missile attacks from ships that are in the waters nearby. How soon do you think something might happen, that there might be a decision from the president about what to do about this apparent chemical weapons attack in Syria?
Well, I'm not a fortune teller. I wish I was, or at least an accurate one. I don't know, but it seems when you come on TV and you say something like this, that sure prepares the ground and sets a certain expectation that action will be taken. You know, on the other hand, once you've decided that you're going to hit someone, and it's probably going to be a limited strike, right? This isn't going to be a land war. This is going to be missiles shot from far off the coast. The timing is pretty much yours. You know, you can decide when you want to do it. That isn't going to alter very much. Although, having announced this, if I was sitting in Syria, I'd sure conclude that something was coming my way, and I might start to make preparations for that. You know, start moving stuff around, or defending it, or burying it, or whatever I was going to do, protecting assets. And so, having announced it, it may be that the clock is ticking, and that they may go ahead and follow through rather than wait for the Syrian government to prepare for that.
Jim Walsh, we just have a little bit of time left, but I wonder whether there are the right questions are being asked, given what we know about going into Iraq when the evidence was not as it appeared at the beginning to many people. Are the right questions being asked in Washington about the effects of going in, of sending missiles into Syria?
Well, I think the right questions are being asked about should we do this? You know, and I think the comparison to Iraq certainly hangs over this. I personally, as you and I have discussed, I opposed the war in Iraq, had deep skepticism about this. I think this is a different case. That doesn't mean it warrants military action, but I have more confidence in an assessment that says this has likely happened. But I don't think we've had a lot of conversation about, well, what after? After some limited engagement, limited strikes, what's the next move?
Right.
How will Syria react? That remains unclear and undiscussed, I think.
Jim Walsh from MIT Security Studies Program, thank you so much.
Thank you.